You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. The good news here in Rome is that Nero's home is now open to the public once again. Known as the Domus Aurea, or Golden House, the occasion provides me with an opportunity to chat with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, about the Emperor Nero and the Golden House. Stay tuned. I'm going to play a little game with Father Reginald Foster.
Oh, a game. This is a game.
Yeah. I'd like to go to some of the places of particular interest in this city, beginning with the Domus Aurea. The Domus Aurea, that's somebody's house.
The Golden House of Nero, because he had it gilded with gold.
It's actually written Aurea, isn't that right?
It's golden. Yeah.
Golden.
Because aurum is gold.
But it doesn't mean breeze in Latin, aura?
No, aura. I always tell my students, one letter will kill you. Aurea is golden. Aura is breeze. This is the golden, the gilded house of Nero.
What did he get up to in there?
Well, he built that whole area of the whole city was his house, which is now underground. And he had this gilded and so forth and so on. It's very, very important.
Was gold very precious in those days?
Still, yeah, it was and still is.
Yeah.
And he decided to do the ceilings. This has all been lost, of course. But you might be interested to know, now that you mentioned the thing, Raffaello got into that Domus Aurea when he was 14 years old and saw the paintings of Nero's house. And he perpetuated these paintings until he died when he was 37, 30 years later. So,
and he said it was beautiful.
Well, I mean, we have paintings up in the Vatican near my office up there, which are replicas of what Raphael found in the Domus Aurea. And there's another thing that your listeners don't know, because some of these, I know we're taking off time, but here, but some of these figures like gargoyles, like masks, you know, from the theater and stuff, strange faces, we say are grotesque in English, you know, because they look kind of ugly or distorted.
In the minds of the artists, they're meant to.
No, they're not. No, no. And the fact is what they're called in Italian is pittura grotesca, which are grotto paintings. And they're called grotto paintings because the house of Nero is under the ground. And when Raffaello got into the house of Nero, they were going through the park up on top into this house which was buried. And so the paintings they found were paintings found in grottos under the ground. That's where you get grotesque from, which no one knows.
Nero's golden house in his day was above the ground.
In his day? No, go on, next question.
The next question refers to gold again. There's this expression in English which says, all that glitters is not gold. Well, this isn't the case, because this did glitter, well, and it was kind of golden.
Expression. There's
how
a Latin,
does one translate that?
Non sunt aurea quae fulgent omnia. This is Publilius Syrus, who was a man on the stage in Caesar's time and had these one-line phrases which have come also into English. And he says, omnia quae fulgent non sunt aurea, all things which shine are not gold. This is from Caesar's time.
So I was going to play a little game, but you actually played
the
game.
Well, no, play the game. Play the game. Go on.
I was going to take you to Hadrian's Villa, but we can do that some other time. Nero was a strange character, wasn't he? But he was obviously very wealthy. Did he care about money? Did he suffer from avarice?
The wealthy thing, the fact is, he was his problem, as Caligula's problem was, he was a genius. And he was precocious. And he was a child genius. And most of these people, even today, got it? Who are genii, you know, IQs, intelligent quotients, you know, most of them burn out by the time they're 40. So the fact is, he was, when he was in his teens, he spoke in Greek and Latin. He was a gladiator. He was a painter. He was a musician. He was everything. That was his problem. He was too smart for his age.
So he burnt out and he burned down
he
Rome.
Burnt out and the fact is he became emperor. He was 21 when he became emperor, you see. 54 to 68, okay. Okay, 14 years. So by the time he was 35, he was finished. And he became kind of like, went crazy. He was too smart. He was precocious. He was a child genius. That's what he was. He wasn't crazy from the beginning. He kind of became that way. And so wealthy and stuff, of course, wealthy, he had the whole world.
You've been listening to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist, and who's currently teaching Latin in the United States. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.